We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alan A. Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious congregation today, and we're trusting the Holy Spirit will take us and use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each one in our congregation today. You see them, you love them, you care for them, and we're praying that you'll minister to them. This we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Jesus tells us in his word that without him we can do nothing. However, we have the assurance in the scriptures that he is a present help in every time of need. And we're told that we can cast all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. Yes, we need the Lord, and he has promised to be with us if we will do his bidding and will, promise to be with us, never to leave us, nor forsake us. never to let us be tempted above that which we are able to bear, and the Lord always keeps His promises. Before we give you our text for today, our thoughts are entitled, The Devices of Satan. And I realize that there are some people in the world who do not believe that there is a Satan or a devil. But if you believe the Bible, you will accept the fact there is. And I give you a few verses of Scripture. Then said Jesus unto him, speaking to Satan, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. That's Matthew chapter 4 and 10. And that's a portion of the scriptures that deals with Jesus being tempted by the devil or Satan, three different times after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, Jesus explains a parable that he gave to the disciples and the people of the sower that went forth to sow. And then in explaining it, he said, These are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately, and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Mark chapter 4 and verse 15. And then, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light, according to the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 and 14. Now the word Satan means, among other things, opposer. And then in regard to the devil, and the word devil means destroyer, among other things. And the devil, in tempting Jesus, showed him the kingdoms of the world and said to him, All these kingdoms will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. So we see that there's not only a devil, but he desires worship. And he was offering the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the one who had made the world and all that is in it. He professes or claims he would give him these kingdoms if Jesus would fall down and worship him. Now, many verses speak of Jesus casting out devils out of people. In Mark chapter 5, we read about Jesus casting a legions of devils out of a man. And then we read in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Again, our subject for today's broadcast, devices of Satan. And I will read a verse of scripture out of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. There was a man at Corinth who had committed a very terrible sin, and the congregation there at first didn't deal with the problem. And Paul wrote to them and instructed them that they should deal with the situation. But after they dealt with the situation, Paul was exhorting them to forgive the man and to endeavor to restore him, lest Satan should take advantage of them. And Paul said, we are not ignorant concerning his devices. If we are aware of the methods Satan uses to lead people astray, we can resist him more successfully. And what are some of the devices of Satan? Well, first of all, he blinds the minds of the people. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 3 and 4. So there is a devil, Satan, and he does blind the minds of the people. In other words, he does his utmost to keep them from seeing the truth. And he does his utmost to get them to follow him and to do his bidding and his will. Now, the Holy Spirit warned us about these things. And we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Notice what the Spirit of God said here. Some will depart from the faith. Yes, I know some people say you once saved, always saved, and you can't backslide and you can't lose your spiritual life. But that is not what this verse of Scripture says. It says some shall depart from the faith. And you have to be in the faith before you can depart from it. And why would people depart from the faith? Because of the devices of Satan. And he's speaks lies in hypocrisy. Some shall depart from the faith, and that's the doctrines of Christ, and giving heed to doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy. You know what a hypocrite is? One who pretends to be that which he is not. So the Spirit is saying here that there are some people that have departed from the faith, professing still to be a Christian, and they're speaking things that are lies, and they know that they are lies while they are speaking them. And why do they do this? Because their conscience has been seared with a hot iron, and Satan has been successful in getting them to accept his evil devices. It is the devices of Satan that would cause someone to depart from the faith. It would not be the Spirit of God. And it is a device of Satan and a work of the Spirit of Satan to seduce. Now, to seduce is to persuade or to tempt to do something that's disloyal, something that you know that you should not do. And not only depart from the faith, but they would accept doctrines of devils. And of course, those doctrines of the devil are propagated by the satanic powers of Satan. While they go on and profess with their religious profession, they are being motivated and moved by Satan. Now, I realize that these things are maybe new to some people, and they do not want to accept them. But this is what the Spirit of God says in this passage of Scripture that I have just read out of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1, 2, and 3. Now, our best defense against departing from the truth, departing from the faith, is a love for the truth. Some will perish because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions, that they should believe a lie and be damned. So Paul wrote to the Thessalonian brethren, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. So our best defense against these things is to love the truth with all of our heart. If we love God, if we really love God, then we will love the truth. If you continue in my word, Jesus said, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 31 and 32. So we must not only know the truth, but we must love the truth, and then we must live the truth. And that will protect us and keep us from departing from the faith and giving heed to seducing spirits. Now, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We're not talking about a carnal warfare. We're not talking about literal weapons. When we talk about fighting the good fight of faith, doing what is right, living for the Lord, being loyal and faithful to Him, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we read in Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 and 5. And so, beloved, if we will do what the Word of God teaches us, we can live a victorious, successful Christian life, and Satan will never be able to deceive us or to lead us astray. Now, another device of Satan is to get people to love the world. And John said that we should not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And these are the kind of things that Satan tempts people with, the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. These are the things that Satan uses, the devices of Satan, to get people to turn away from the truth or to continue a life of sin if they've never been in the truth. So, you know, Satan also tempted Jesus. And I just read in the beginning part of this message today how that Satan came to him, one of the notable temptations as recorded in Mark 4 and also Matthew 4. Satan came to him, showed him all the kingdoms of the earth, and he told him, I'll give you these things if you will bow down and worship me. So Satan uses the world and the things of the world to get people to continue in his service or to depart from the faith. But we are not to love the world, neither the things that are in the world. But we are to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And Jesus successfully resisted the devil in all three of those notable temptations. And how did he resist him? How did he overcome him? By using the word of God. The first one was to turn stones into bread, and Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, the second one was for him to cast himself down off of the temple, and he even quoted a scripture to him, he shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. But Jesus answered him with the word, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt serve God and him alone. So Jesus overcame these three notable temptations by using the word of God. And beloved, we can overcome Satan by doing the same thing. Our best defense against such devices is to fill our hearts with the word of God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So we read in Psalm 119:11. Jesus used the word, I say, and the word of God is quick and powerful, as we read in Hebrews 4:12. Yes, the word of God is alive, and it has power. And if we have the word of God hid in our hearts, we also will have power. Now, we are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if we will do that, we will be more than conquerors through him that loved us. Persecutions, those are endeavoring to do what is right, Satan will use them to try to get people to turn away from the truth and fall prey to his devices. Jesus said, if they hated me, they will also hate you. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But, beloved, we are able to bear these things if we will keep the word of God hid in our hearts. Our best defense against it is to encourage one another, pray for one another, and encourage one another through the scriptures, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. The God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. So we read in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 9 and 10. And Jesus said, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. And we are told that we are blessed if we are reviled and persecuted for Christ's sake. Blessed are you, and the word blessed means happy. Against you, but listen, he also said these accusations, these things that they say against us, must be falsely. And we are to suffer for Christ's sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, Jesus said, for great is your reward in heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely. For my sake, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Now, Satan uses the device of discouragement. Yes, if he can discourage you and rob you of your joy, he's well on his way of getting you to turn back, to forsake him. But we need to keep our hearts encouraged, as David did when he was running for his life. He encouraged himself in the Lord. And we need to encourage ourselves in the Lord. And we as saints of God, I say, need to encourage one another also. Now, people with an unforgiving spirit, harsh judgments and attitudes and so forth, can be a stumbling block to others. But remember, if you do something you shouldn't do, and you ask the Lord to forgive you, or you ask the person that you offended to forgive you, and they refuse, God will still forgive you. If you ask them to, do it with sincerity of heart. Whether they forgive or not, you will be forgiven. But remember this, Jesus taught us that if we do not forgive others who trespass against us, our Heavenly Father will not trespass, not forgive us our trespasses against them. So our best defense is to put our faith in God, not in men. Look to strong Christians for examples, not to the professor. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. So we read in 3 John chapter verse 11. Look to Christ, a perfect example in all things. One of the devices of Satan is to get people to look at the hypocrite and judge the saints by them. Just because there might be a hypocrite in a congregation of saints doesn't mean that the saints are hypocrites. But people like to look on them to justify and excuse themselves for not doing what is right. But if you want an example, look at the strong saints. Look at Christ, who is a perfect example in all things. And remember this, discouragement is a device of Satan. Satan is always looking for ways that he can take advantage of us. So the more we can learn of his devices, the better equipped we are to fight and to overcome him. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So Paul said in Ephesians 6 and 11. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another truth, Bible truth, with you. Trust it has been a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, our evening service at 6, our Wednesday evening service at 7, and they are broadcast live over the internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today. We invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. Until then, may the blessings of heaven rest and abide upon each and every one of you is our sincere prayer.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Built for me.